Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Participating tonight at Blunt Psychic's radio show. This is Queen Bee, and I'm so excited to be providing you all with free readings this evening. We do have some people on hold, and I'm going to get to you right away. I wanted to let you guys know that I will be doing these radio shows hopefully one time a week, and that's just so that we can get a new a new perspective of many different clients and kind of see what we have to offer here at BluntPsychics.com. We're going to start with a few callers. Let me see here. I've seen that some of these people have been waiting here for about 17, even 20 minutes. So we're going to go with area code 917. 917, you're on the air.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Hi. Good evening. May I have your first name?
Yes, it's Faith. Thank you for having your show. I wanted to know, what do you get from my amazing boyfriend, Sean, and our relationship?
Sure. I would need your date of birth, and if you could provide me with Sean's date of birth, that would be helpful.
1127, and his is 10-9.
10-9, okay. And this is a relationships reading, correct?
Yes.
Take a look at this for... Okay, well, there's definitely a lot of chemistry and attraction between the both of you, okay? And that's very well notated here. But I do sense that there is some distance. I don't sense a third person, okay? And I think that's important to mention because usually us women tend to think that that's the cause, right? What I do sense is that he's had a lot of hardships, some of which you may already know, okay? I wouldn't go into details as to how those hardships are, given that this is a public radio show, and I think some things should be left for private. But are you aware of these hardships that he's experienced?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I tell you, this is really what's been kind of the, I wouldn't say the challenge between the both of you, okay? Nothing that will not be mended. I actually sense that that's something that you guys could very well move past, right? And I feel that in the next couple months, especially in the fall, I feel things are going to get a little better. I feel that he's going to be able to put his ducks in a row and kind of move forward and kind of put all these things in the past. And at that point, then you guys will be able to pursue a more healthier relationship. And furthermore, I would say even a more concrete relationship where it could be just more than just it being casual, okay?
Okay.
Let me see. You know, I'm picking up on relocation, too. Have you been thinking about relocating?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's also going to happen in the fall. So look at it this way. There's many things that are going to happen in the fall that are going to be beneficial for you, and that's going to help you align these other things that you have in mind, you know, as far as a relationship and obviously settling in to your new place. Okay?
He wanted us to move together. That's what you're talking about. So, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, hon, and I do wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So, folks, once again, if you are looking to obtain a more private reading, I encourage you to go to bluntpsychics.com, and that's BLUNTPSYCHICS.com. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay? Let's take our next caller. Oh, folks, and keep in mind, this is a half an hour show. We have 22 minutes more to go, so I'm certain we'll be able to get many, many questions throughout the show tonight. So we're going to take caller area code 484. 484,
hi.
You're on the line. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, no, thank you for calling. So what? Let me have your first name, and if you don't mind giving me your date of birth.
It's Antoinetta. Date of birth is 8/29/74.
Okay. And mm-hmm. since this is a mini show, give me a category as to where you want me to go, and then I can provide you with some feedback, whether it be love, career.
Oh, okay. So I don't ask a question, or?
You can ask a question as well.
Okay, sure. I would like to ask a question regarding my love life and regarding this person, if he's going to be definitely moving in to live with me, and maybe
okay.
You can get a time frame of when that would happen.
Okay, sure. Let me have his name as well. A month and day as far as birthday will do.
Dan, and date of birth is 7/6/76.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so when it comes to Dan, well, to talk about moving in together, that's very much been spoken of, and I feel that you guys already have kind of a date set and plan as far as when this will happen. It's kind of the same situation. You know, I feel that he's also trying to kind of separate himself from certain things that are still present. I hope I'm clear with that. But he's definitely going to move in, and I see this to happen right before the fall. Okay, so I would say somewhere along mid-September, which is not too far away. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we really didn't set a date, so it's kind of up in the air. I don't know if he's going to move in or when, but it's on the table, so to speak. You know,
mm-hmm.
he knows that it's an option.
Right. You know, usually when I see it this way, it seems like, and I'm going to throw this out there, I'm going to jump the gun and make these comments, but as if there were a lease that's in place where he has to kind of wait, there's a reason why he's waiting. It's not because he doesn't want to do so. It's just that he has to kind of wait until certain things finalize in order for him to be able to do that. So has he been verbal about that with you?
No, and he's not in a place where there's a lease at all. He's kind of staying with friends here and there.
I see. Could there be a financial hardship that he's kind of waiting on to be able to make that move?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. For the most part, what I'm sensing is that as far as your question, I do see it happening, and I do see it happening soon.
Okay.
Now, the reasons as to why it's been postponed, this really falls on his end. There's reasons why he's waiting. And it has nothing to do with the feelings that he has for you or what he wants to pursue as a relationship with you. It's more just stuff on his end.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, hon. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see here. So I see that we have many folks in the chat room. I'm unable to respond to chat messages through the chat room. Unfortunately, I'm a file here alone, and I don't have anyone to help me with that. But, you're more than welcome to call in. I'm going to provide you with a call-in number, which is area code 323-642-1119. And feel free to call, and hopefully we can get to you and answer your questions here at BluntPsychics.com. The next caller on the line will be 706. 706, you're on the line.
Huh? Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening.
Good evening to you.
May I have your first name and date of birth?
Sure. My first name is Sophia. Date of birth is 11/25.
Okay. Sophia, and how can I help you this evening?
I'll give you a category of finances.
Okay. Okay. You want to kind of shed some information on finances. Let's see here. Okay. Well, the first card I did get, involves investments. Now, it seems to me that there's been some things put in place recently. Perhaps you've been doing some research on either doing a type of freelance or perhaps even starting a new business. There's thoughts about and ideas about partnering as well, okay? I want to say that there might be this project that you're looking to pursue, something that's been put on hold, but now you're kind of dedicating 100% to it. Would you consider that kind of what's going on?
That would be true. There is something that I am looking into as far as entrepreneurship, correct?
Great. So I want to make sure we're heading the right route here.
Okay.
Now, one thing I do want to put out there is that it will take some time, and I think that you're more than aware of that, okay? The turnaround is not necessarily going to be something rapid, okay? It will take some time, not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's good that you kind of sink your feet in and see how, you know, play with the water and kind of make sure that this is where you want to go, right? There's partnering opportunities for you to do so too, okay? I'm picking up on a woman who's going to be partnering with you, Perhaps this woman serves as a mentor or someone who has a lot of experience with this in particular, and she's going to be helping you throughout the process, okay? The good approach, and this is what I think you've been kind of doing, once again, as I mentioned, you know, testing the waters is the route that you want to go, and you've done a very good job doing that, okay? As far as an outcome, I see you doing very well. I see a positive outcome with this project and this main goal that you have.
Okay.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, okay. Do you recall anyone who may have reached out to you as far as female to partner with you in this idea or this project?
No, not as of yet. Mm-mm.
Okay, okay. Well, do keep that in mind, because I feel that with both of you kind of being involved, I see you taking the lead, but I see her offering a lot of assistance in some topics that may not be of experience on your end. Okay?
Okay. I am expecting a financial resolution of something. I was trying to see if you would pick that up. If you pick that up coming through, being resolved.
This is obviously separate from the...
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm not really picking up too much on that end.
Okay.
I think because you were really inclining on the whole financial thing and having this project put out there and bowling it out, that's really what I picked up on as far as energies.
Yeah, I think Spirit is putting that first and foremost. They have for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
And have yourself a really good night.
I will. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So we have a couple more people on here. Let's see here. Let's go with area code 201. 201, you're on the line.
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Rose, may I have your date of birth?
Oh, sure. It's 1210.
1210. Okay, great. And how can I help you this evening?
I'm looking for work. What do you see with regards to work?
Okay, cool. Let's take a look at that. Hoping for many relationship readings this evening, but it seems like there's a little bit of everything, which is fun for me. Let's see here. Okay. Well, you know, for work, I want to say that you're kind of on hold right now, maybe looking for career opportunities. There is someone from your past, and when I mention it this way, I want you to think of either a coworker, previous employer, perhaps even an ex-boss, okay? Look at it that way, broadly. And I feel that they may have already reached out to you to offer you an opportunity.
No.
You haven't been reached out recently? They haven't reached out to you? Okay. Let me kind of look at this. So the way I'm seeing it is that you may not have applied with them, okay? But someone has provided you with a lead, and I feel that they will be reaching out to you because they will be aware of you either being unemployed or looking for a position. And when I mean they, I mean it's either a coworker, a previous boss, or a previous company that you worked with. I kind of want to incline to it being like a coworker that you may have worked with before. And I'm going to jump the gun here, but I kind of feel that it has a background in medical. Is this something that you've done before?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, no? Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh.
Or a hospital setting? Have you worked in
that
type of field?
I would never want to work in a hospital.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes things do occur, and I may not be connecting 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But do keep these things in mind. because I do feel an opportunity coming from you. I just don't see it to be a new opportunity, but more so someone reaching out to you to kind of offer a new opportunity, but with familiar faces or familiar settings. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I do want to wish you the best, Rose.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have 10 more minutes to go, folks. Once again, if you want to obtain a private reading, more in-depth reading, you're welcome to go to blendpsychics.com. And you can obtain a reading through the site. I have 7 options that you can choose from. I'm certain that you'll be able to find one that meets your budget and needs. We're also on Facebook as well as Twitter. And once again, it's bluntpsychics.com. So we're going to take the next caller on the line, area code 303.
Hello.
303?
Yes, hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
My name's Allison. My birthday. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. May I have your first name and date of birth?
Yeah, I was 2 steps. I've been listening. So. Allison, March 15th.
Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
I am moving at the end of the month. I've been looking for, just a little rental studio for almost a month and a half. It's extremely, extremely challenging in this town, availability and prices both, but I, have to be out. So I'm getting pretty, I have a backup plan B, but it's, it doesn't wow me, but it's, it doesn't wow me, but it's better than sleeping on the street. So I just wanted to see.
I kind of pick up on where you're going with that. I see that you're going to be moving to a temporary space, and this temporary space is going to be obviously temporary. May not be what you're looking for, but I think that that's the only way that you can kind of get out of the current situation that you're in. The permanent space obviously will happen after that, and it shouldn't take too long. It's just the, having to deal with having to move into a temporary place for a couple weeks.
Oh, it will be, it's a year lease. It'll be more than a couple of weeks. It'll be a year unless I just, there's going to be a penalty for getting out of the lease early. So I prefer not to have that penalty.
Oh, okay. Because it almost seems as if you're moving to a temporary place before moving into that permanent spot.
No. The place that the plan, what I call plan B, which is just, it's not what I'm really looking for, but it's better than the streets. That will be available at the end of the month when I need to move. And there is a year lease that comes attached to that. It is not temporary. It's an actual move in, live there place.
Oh, I see. And I just want to make sure that your question was whether this would be fulfilled, you moving into this place?
No. My question was, I have a plan B. It doesn't wow me. I'd rather have plan A, which is a place that really, wherever that is. I haven't found it yet after a month and a half of looking. So, just wondering if you thought that I'm going to have to take plan B because plan A isn't going to happen, isn't going to manifest.
Right. Well, no, and that's kind of what we've, right. So what I'm seeing is that you're definitely going to be in a temporary spot, which is plan B, as you well expressed. And then I see you moving into a more permanent space or more of what you're desiring thereafter.
Okay. So what you're saying is what I'm really looking for isn't going to happen.
Not for now.
So.
Well, you've already made that decision. Yeah.
No, I still have a little bit of time. I still have a little bit of time, and I'm still looking in case something better does show up.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of factors are in between, and I think that this is kind of where all the energy's really been put because there's other things that are not aligning favorably for you to be able to find that other place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Alrighty. Let's take our next caller. We have 5 more minutes. I want to make sure I let everybody know I am running a promo on Groupon. So I'm not sure if some of you may be familiar with Groupon, but if you search for Blunt Psychics, you'll be able to get an extra discount through that site, and I'm providing a 30-minute reading at a very discounted rate. So go ahead and search for Groupon for Blunt Psychics and take advantage of the low rate. Let me see here. Also, if you guys are interested in getting more information as to the services that I provide, please feel free to not only go onto the website, which is bluntpsychics.com, but you're also welcome to give me a call. And that number is 786-290-4735. My number again is 786-290-4735. And feel free to call or text. Sometimes I may not answer right away, might be conducting a reading, but I usually get to my calls, texts, and voice messages at the end of the night. So the next caller on the line that we have is area code 863. 863?
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
This is Jules in your chat room.
Oh, hey, Jules. I'm so glad you were able to get in.
Me too, last but not least.
Yeah.
My birthday.
What's your
is
date
September
of birth, Jules?
16th. September 16th.
Oh, September 16th. Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
I'm wanting, like the last caller, I'm looking to relocate, and I was hoping to get some guidance around, you know, you see me
sure.
finding that really great place, and of course I'll need a job once I get there. So
let me take a look at that, for you.
Okay, thank you.
I guess more of a wanting to know where you'll be relocating, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I do see you relocating, and I kind of see you relocating to an area that you may have been at before or may have lived at before. So it's not necessarily going to be a new area. It's going to be somewhere you've previously lived. And I do sense it to be out of state. Were you thinking about making this big move?
No, actually, I'm living in the state that I'm wanting to move. I just want to move to a different area of the state.
Okay.
Like down, it's like 3 hours away. I went there one time to just kind of drive around and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to be a significant move. I do see you moving, and I do see it happening. It wouldn't happen until the end of the year, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see it being somewhat postponed. You know, it's not necessarily too far away. It's kind of right around the corner. But if I had to give it a time frame, I would say somewhere in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I was thinking sort of the September-October time frame. That was kind of my, you know, quasi-idea. So.
Settling in and kind of, you know, being able to feel well-balanced would definitely be around that time frame. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds great. Did the cards happen to show, you know, as far as me finding a job there?
You know, and this is where I want to be very careful, because when you mention the job thing, I want to say that there's more to this. I feel that your relocation is going to really be determined by what employment you obtain, okay? So this moving out of state may be an option towards October. So do keep that in mind. Because I don't see it manifesting the way you see it, where it's like you'll relocate and then have the opportunity come along. I see the opportunity coming along and then you deciding whether you would go with it since you would have to be relocating. Sometimes things don't necessarily align the way that we want them to.
That's true. So true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
really
I do want to wish you the best, okay?
Through, so. All right. Thanks a lot. You have a great week.
All righty. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, thank you so much for participating. We have a couple of seconds in the show. Thank you so much for calling, and hopefully I'll be able to get to your questions next time. Please feel free to reach out to me. My number again is 786-290-4735. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and you can go onto my website, which is www.bluntpsychics.com, and you can submit your questions on there as well. Have a great night, and brightest blessings to you all. Bye-bye.